Okay, let's get some more reaction for you to this new cabinet, so to speak. That's been cabinet that's been reshuffled by the president last night. I'm joined now by Business Leadership South Africa CEO Busi Mavuso. Ms. Mavuso, good afternoon. Your overriding reaction. I mean, you've had some hours now to reflect on this new cabinet.
Yes, good afternoon, and thank you very much for inviting us. So we really hope, I think, first of all, that the president that, or rather the cabinet that the president has elected is going to provide the fresh impetus, you know, to the important structural reform agenda that we are on as a country, especially when you look at the Co-Optam ministry, the transport ministry, the telecoms ministry. Those are industries which require a significant amount of reform. Electricity, of course, you know, no mention. It requires a significant amount of reforms to ensure that the environment within which South Africa operates and business operates in this country is a conducive one. Let me just say we are also, however, concerned about the two new ministries that the presidency has actually added, because we are worried about the fact that the cabinet is already bloated. He has, however, promised that he's going to rationalize government departments, you know, which is going to result in a fewer ministries to ensure that the configuration of government is done. And he has promised that he's going to do this by the next administration. I think on the Ministry of Electricity, we welcome the appointment of Dr. Ramakgopa. We have worked with him as the head of Infrastructure South Africa. I think I like the fact that he's quite open to the private-public collaboration, private-public sector collaboration. He understands the leverage that can actually be brought in by the private sector. He understands the skill set, the resources, the intelligence that resides within the private sector, and he understands the importance of government leveraging that. I have no doubt that he's actually going to quickly implement his mandate of ensuring that we can bring in the much-needed private sector generation. I think we are going to get less pushback than what we got with the Ministry of DMRE in particular. I think Khosi is progressive. I think he really understands what needs to be done. So we look forward to working with him, you know, as business, and see how we can actually continue to support the NECOM structure that has actually been put in place to ensure that the electricity crisis plan will be implemented. Remember, NECOM has already come to business and have said we need 100 million rands for us to be able to resource and capacitate NECOM. And we've already committed about 25 million rands of that as BLSA. So obviously, Khosi is going to come into that environment, is going to make sure that the implementation is accelerated. And I think we stand ready to see how we can work with him from that perspective as BLSA.
One would hope, I don't know, Ms. Mavuso, what you think, that he'll be enabled to do so without any hindrances.
Let's hope that he will. You know, I think it was quite promising what the president said yesterday, in as far as the powers that he's going to be granted that are actually going to come from, what did he say? He said the constitutional powers. In terms of Section 97 of the Constitution, you know, he'll make sure that he transfers certain powers to him. You know, we said he's very clear in terms of what he wants him to do, because I think we were very worried to say, do we understand and do we have a plan in terms of where DMRE starts when it comes to energy, where it finishes, where the Minister of Electricity takes over, and where they finish, and where DPE takes over, and where they finish. Because let's agree that is actually coming into a structure that is quite convoluted. You know, the president has said that he's actually going to make sure that he's got the political responsibility and control over the entire electricity crisis plan. But then will he not need, you know, some, there's currently ministerial determinations, for instance, that are sitting with DMRE in terms of the REAP project, for instance, you know, in terms of how we actually bring the embedded generation, you know, into the stream. And NERSA currently sits under DMRE. Now, if Khosi has been tasked to ensure that he needs to bring in at an accelerated pace the private sector generation, well, NERSA is going to have to make that happen. NERSA is going to have to make sure that the red tape that is actually preventing the acceleration of this embedded generation to be brought onto the stream, that is going to have to be relaxed. But NESA will tell you that that has to come from a ministerial determination that can only be granted by DMRE. Now, will those powers be given to the Ministry of Electricity, or will they still sit with the DMRE? Look, I think the issue of the Ministry of Electricity was a bad idea to start off with, but we are sitting in this situation now, and I'm really hoping, you know, that the president is going to do everything in his power from a structuring perspective and from a configuration perspective to ensure that Horsey is not frustrated in terms of doing what he needs to do, because he has to wait for a DPE and he has to wait for a DMRE. I'm just really hoping that this entire madness will somehow work out and we can look towards, you know, resolving the energy security issues that we're facing as a country.